Chapter 23. At last, the front porch appeared out of the shadows, and I ran up the steps, across the porch, and full tilt through the door. "Come on inside, Jasper. We're safe now." The darkness behind me was empty. Jasper had disappeared into the night. I locked the door and leaned against it, gasping for breath. Mom hurried down the steps.
"What's wrong, Darcy? Where have you been?"
A chair was within reach. I sank into it and leaned my head on my knees.
Someone out there by the woods shot at me. Jasper found me and helped me get here."
Mom rounded the chair and hugged me.
"Shot at you? What were you doing out there in the middle of the night, and why would anyone shoot at you?"
I raised my head. "I would say that someone around here doesn't like me very much. I went out to sit on the porch swing, Mom, to see if being out in the fresh air would help me make sense of all the things that have been happening to us. I heard a dog barking, and it sounded like it was in pain. I went to investigate, and somebody shot at me."
Mom shook her head. "Oh, Darcy, this is awful. If someone was really shooting at you, why, they might have...
"Yes, Mom, except for the good Lord's protection, they might have. Gotta call Grant," I said, stumbling from my chair to the phone. It took only a few seconds to reach Grant. His voice sounded groggy, and I was sure my call had awakened him from sleep. When he heard my story about being shot at, he immediately snapped into alert mode and told me he and Jim were on their way. True to his word, 15 minutes later, a siren wailing down our street and a strobe light flashing through the window told me the Ventress County Sheriff and Deputy had arrived. I ran to the porch to meet them. Grant and Jim jumped from Grant's truck. Grant's voice was clipped. His face looked pale in the light from the window.
"Where did this happen?"
"I'll show you," I said. I led the way to the pasture, Grant's flashlight lighting the ground before us. "It was right about here," I said, pointing.
"Okay, Darcy, we're going to search the area. The guy is probably long gone by now. You go back to the house, lock the door, and stay there. Understand?"
Meekly, I nodded and turned back toward the safety of the house. I walked into the kitchen. Mom was measuring water into her old yellow coffee pot with hands that shook. I sat down on a kitchen chair and watched her. "Grant and Jim will need coffee," she said. In every emergency, she turned to prayer and her old yellow coffee pot, in that order. My mother firmly believed a good cup of hot, strong coffee helped solve all ills. She even told me once that if the leaders of two feuding nations would sit down and talk about their differences over coffee and donuts, there would be far fewer wars. Made sense to me. I went to the bathroom and washed blood off my face where the bits of rock struck me. The mirror showed a few scratches, but nothing, thank the Lord, any more serious. My eyes looked like huge black holes in my usually tan face. Mom sat down in front of the dying embers of the fireplace to wait for Grant and Jim to come back to the house. I pitched another log on the fire, stirred it with the poker, and held out my hands to the warmth. She drew a cotton handkerchief from the pocket of her robe and wiped her eyes.
"Maybe we should just pack up and move."
"What? Mom, it isn't like you to run away from trouble." She leaned toward me and grasped my hands. Hers were icy cold.
"Darcy, that person, whoever it was, almost killed you tonight. I don't know how to go about solving this puzzle, and whatever the solution is, it's got the best of me. What do you want us to do? Wait around until this crazy person shoots at you again the next time? He might not miss."
She had a point, but it didn't seem to me that hiding out would help solve the mystery of the shooter or Eileen's death, or whether any of it was related to my Granny Grace's first marriage decades before. An hour later, Grant and Jim knocked at the back door. I got up to unlock and let them in. A puff of cold wind blew in with them. Both men removed their cowboy hats. Jim stomped his feet, probably to increase circulation. Grant reached for me and pulled me against his chest. His heart was beating so loudly I could feel it all the way through his denim coat. He released me and ran his thumb over my chin.
"Those scratches, did that happen when the guy shot at you?"
I nodded. Yes, but the point is he missed, Grant. I'm all right. Did you find any sign of him?
Grant shook his head. Not one sign, but we did find where the bullet hit. Got that little sucker right here,
Jim said, holding up a squashed bit of lead. Did you find a dog? I asked. That's why I went out there in the first place. I heard a dog.
Grant shook his head. We didn't see or hear a dog, Darcy. Oldest trick in the world, Jim said. Barking like a dog or crying like a baby to lure somebody out in the open? You should have known better, Darcy.
Never had I met anybody with less sensitivity than Grant's deputy. We're not all as smart as you, Jim, I muttered.
You said Jasper found you and helped you get home?
Grant asked. I nodded.
Where is he now? Why didn't he wait for me, and what was he doing out there at that time of night?
I don't know. Jasper is just that way. He likes to roam the woods. You know that, Grant. I was glad he was there. He scared off the shooter and helped me back home.
Clendon's eyes narrowed. Mighty strange that he would be at that exact spot so late. Also mighty strange that he didn't want to talk to us.
Take off your coats and sit down. I'll pour coffee.
Mom hurried to take cups from the cabinet.
Now, Jim, don't you and Grant go accusing Jasper of anything. That boy is odd, I admit, but he means well. I think he considers protecting his friends his purpose in life, whether those friends are animals or humans.
Mighty good coffee, Miss Flora,
Jim said, taking his first sip.
Thank you, Jim. I just don't want you boys to waste your time going off on a wild goose chase. Jasper had nothing to do with shooting at Darcy.
Wind's picking up,
Jim said, turning his head to listen. A branch of the rosebush scratched at the kitchen window screen.
I'm afraid we'll have more snow,
Grant said.
If we get enough to cover the ground, we might not find anything at all in the woods tomorrow.
I swirled the amber liquid in my cup. It's hard to believe that someone hates me enough to try to kill me.
He may not hate you, Grant said. You may be in the way of something he wants. Whatever his reason, you've got to be careful, Darcy. No more late-night jaunts anywhere.
Outside, the wind moaned around the corner of the house, sounding like a person in pain. I shuddered and put thoughts of night prowlers and guns out of my mind. Tomorrow, perhaps, we would find the one thing, the one key, which would unlock this mystery.